Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You have arrived. Welcome to the ASBY World. Here's where we talk about anything and everything ASD in an upbeat and informative way. And now, here's your man on the spectrum, your autism ambassador, Daniel Morgan Jones.
Guys, in this video, I want to talk about autism and ADHD and like coping with like focus and change, because these are something that really affects people on the autism spectrum, especially people with ADHD. All right, let's get into it. Whew. Guys, what is going on? A big hello to all of you there. And if you are new around here and you want to learn more about autism and ADHD, my name is Dan and I have autism and ADHD. Click the subscribe button down below by clicking that notification bell to make sure that you come along this journey with me. Guys, before we get into it, I just want to say a big thank you to today's video sponsor, which is Supermint Supra Focus. Now, this is a food supplement. You take two tablets and it's designed to help increase attention span and focus, mental clarity and sharp memory, which people on the autism spectrum with ADHD do have a lot of. I myself do suffer from like lack of concentration and focus with things like that. So Supermint Supra Focus is highly recommended for people like that. Obviously, if you're going to take any supplements, even food supplements, then talking to your doctor first before doing anything like that. I will leave a link down below for you to get access to the Supra Focus supplements from Supermint. Definitely check these out. All the links and information for this will be down below, so make sure you check out. So thank you guys for sponsoring this video. Okay guys, so I wanted to do this video because, you know, focus is a huge issue, right? Because autism and ADHD have this kind of like clashing of titans, if you will, where you'll have ADHD wanting to do all this crazy kind of stuff, and then you got autism wants to sit down and just do one thing, and it crashes against each other. But there are ways in which you can like improve upon this, and I'm going to do it right now in this video. So the first thing I'm going to talk about right now is creating a routine. And structured routine and establishing structured routine can help somebody stick to going on tasks. Like if you don't have a plan of action or a routine of action to execute something that you need to do, like a task or something that you need to paint your shed, or you need to sit down and write your book, or you need to do some work. If you don't have a plan of action, how are you going to do that? Then your ADHD brain will be like, as soon as you sit down, to do your task, ADHD will just kick in and go, all right, let's get up and, you know, watch cartoons, or let's go and like do something crazy, right? Because that is basically what the brain wants to do, wants to pull you in all directions. But if you have a structured routine and you have it in front of you, that will tell you to keep on track, keep on focus, and keep doing that thing. Okay, so number two is to break down those tasks. Now, this is a hack for organizing the thing that you're going to do. So you know your plan of action. You've got like, step one is that paint the shed, let it dry, put the door on, and drill the base to the floor, right? Each one of those tasks needs breaking down. So the paint, where do I get the paint from? I need to get the paint from the store. I need to get a paintbrush and make sure I've got all of the mats available so I know exactly what I'm going to do. Every task needs to be detailed breakdown to a smaller portion of a task within it. So phase one is to get the paint. What is in there? Break that down into all the steps you need to get the paint. Get money out of the bank. Find my credit card, drive to the store. Everything that you need to do, structure it. Because without that structure, you have no focus. And with no focus, you're not going to stay on task. Super important. Okay, so number three is providing a quiet workspace. A lot of the time, our attention to focus and stay on track with something is majorly warped because we can't stay on task because our mind is looking at the picture on the wall, or the cool like bottle I have on my desk, or like, you know, anything other than the task at hand. If you have a nice, clean, private, quiet working environment, you'll have a greater success of sitting down to actually do the thing you want to do. And this goes for anywhere, including if you're trying to sleep. You know, if you're trying to eat, everything needs its place. Like a bedroom is a place where you would go to sleep, so there shouldn't be anything else in there to distract you. You know, your office should be a place to work, so there should be only the things in there that you need to work with. Super important. Okay, so number four is visual aids. Now, this is kind of going off the first two and creating those ideas, those plans and that structure into visual aids. You could use like emojis to create a visual aid. You could use an app. You could use a calendar. You can use checklists. You can even use a to-do list. As long as you have it visually in front of you, it's going to make a reference point for you to refer back to when you are creating those individual executions. So when you're like, okay, first thing I need to do is go to the store. I've been. Take it. You know what I mean? Like, you need to see that, because what also happens for ADHD and autism brains is when you take a task off a list,
you create dopamine. And that, my friends, is what we're all after.
Okay, so number five, something I've spoken about quite a lot, especially my Instagram. So if you haven't already followed me on my Instagram, go to Instagram and type in The Aspie World, and you can just follow me on Instagram and TikTok. Now, I do videos on these channels. I do videos on TikTok and Instagram about smaller issues that I can help in, you know, a couple of minutes or a minute or so. And one of the big ones is mindfulness. Now, if you practice mindfulness, you'll be able to actually attain a lot of self-discipline in going, okay, now I need to sit down and do a task, or hey, now I need to go and do this X, Y, and Z thing. So, guys, with that, I want to know, do you have anything to add to this? Pop it in a comment down below. Give this video a like, and I'll see you in the next one, guys. Peace.
Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Make sure you are subscribed, because there are people listening right now who are not subscribed to this podcast. I can see you. Make sure you subscribe. Okay guys, see you in the next one. Peace.